Okay, this is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, continuing this chapter 21, the story of Devananda Pandit. So this is another day's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is wandering. And Navadvip with his associates. Ek din Thakura Pandit Sange Kari Nagara Brahmaye Vishwambhara Gora Hari. One day, Vishwambhara Gaurahari was wandering in Navadvip with Srivas Pandit. Nagarera anteyache madhyaparaghar jayate paile ganda Prabhu Vishwambhara. As Lord Vishwambhara was passing a tavern or liquor shop at the edge of town, he smelled the wine. Madhyagande Varunira Haila Smaran Balarama Bhava Haile Shachira Nandan. On smelling that wine from the liquor shop, Shachinandan remembered Varuni and he assumed the mood of Balaram Bhav, because of course Gauranga is Sarvavatari, he's Balaram, he's Vishnu, he's Narayan, he's Nrisimha. And according to his mood and his own bhavs, he becomes different forms of the Lord. As you know, in Krishna book, Balaram drinks Runi beverage and becomes intoxicated. Then in an intoxicated state, he tries to call the Yamuna over so he can bathe in her and enjoy bathing in her in the night with all his gopis. And Yamuna thought he was drunk. And whatever a drunk man requests, you don't really have to pay much attention. So she disregarded Balaram. Then Balaram said, "Oh, you're disregarding me? Oh, let's see." Then Balaram took his hal, his plow, and he said, "I'll threaten to cut you in 100 pieces. You know, come over here right now." So, and he started to do that. He started to cut her, and then Yamuna surrendered. Baya Pasariya Prabhu Karaye Hunkar Uttangiya Shiva Sere Balibharabar. Losing his external consciousness, Vishwambhara roared loudly and repeatedly told Srivas, "I will go in the liquor store! I will go in the liquor store!" Prabhu Bali Srinivasa Eutan Ghiya Mankari Srinivasa Charane Dharia. Vishwambhara said, "Oh Srivas, I'm going in a liquor shop." But Srivas grabbed his feet and forbade Vishwambhara from entering the liquor shop. Prabhu Bali, "More oki viri pratisheda tadapiya Srinivasa kari nisheda." Vishwambhara said, "Am I subject to rules and regulations, Srivas?" Nevertheless, Srivas forbade him and stopped Mahaprabhu from going in a liquor shop. Srivas balaye tumi jagatera pita tumikshaya karileva keyara rakshita. O Vishwambhara, you are the jagat pita. You're the father of the universe. If you break religious principles, then who will protect them? Na buji tomar lila nindibe jejana janme janme duketara haibe marana. If one is unable to understand your pastimes and consequently he blasphemes you, Vishwambhara, that person will suffer birth after birth. There's a nice side point that's being made here, is that how Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, it's very difficult to understand the posture or movements of a Vaishnava, or to speak of the Lord, who is, of course, the worshipful object of all the Vaishnavas. But even the Vaishnavas, we can't understand their dealings. But they have to be, nevertheless, Vaishnavas have to be careful, especially leaders and sannyasis, etc., that they say that Caesar's wife must be above suspicion. They have a phrase like this. don't know exactly what it means, but I guess she's supposed to maintain her sati vow and be chaste and be above suspicion. Not do anything suspicious, any mischievous or questionable activities which someone may question her propriety or morality. So Srivas is bringing this point out that, my lord, you're on your own Balaram Bhav, and you're that Udipan, that stimulant of smelling this wine emanating from the wine shop in Navadvip, is stimulating the government, the Bengal government wine shop of Navadvip. It's still going on. You can still go there. And that fragrance entered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental nostrils, and it stimulated his smaran, lila smaran, of his form as Balaram in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna Lila, in Braj. It's called Udipan, and it stimulated his sthayi bhav, because within Gauranga there's all the sthayi bhavs. Sthayi bhavs and all the rasas, Dasyarati sthayi bhav, and Sakyarati, and Vatsalyarati, and Madhurayarati, and all the different avatars and incarnations. So any particular Udipan or stimulant or Lamban, combination of environmental factors or stimulants or different people and places, can be the catalyst or instigating factor to awaken the Lord's inner rati or attachments and bhavas and particular ratis or moods of love in all his various incarnations, because all of them are within Lord Chaitanya, Sarva Vitari Gauranga Krishna. Nevertheless, Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni. Narada Muni Bhajana Vina Radhika Ramana Name. So Narada Muni is Acharya, he's a Mahajan. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Praladu Janaka Bhijma. He's one of the Dvadasa Mahajans mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So whether he's Srivas Thakur or whether he's Narada Muni and Krishna Leela, Narayan Leela, or Gaur Leela, he's a guru. He's an Acharya Mahajan. So he must teach by example. And he must, he's a Brahman, Thakur, Srivas Thakur, Pancha Tattva. So he's instructing, not really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he's telling him that you can do, you're above all the rules and regulations, you're God. The king is above the law. The king makes the law, but he can also break the law because no one's above him. He's absolute. He's the autocrat. So God is a transcendental autocrat, so he's certainly not bound by his own laws. He can make them, break them, bend them, whatever he wants. And no one can question, because he's supreme, supreme controller. Can't imitate the supreme controller, just as we can't imitate Lord Shiva. Want to imitate Lord Shiva and take ganja, then drink the ocean, drink poison, see what happens. Your neck will turn blue and your whole body will turn blue. You'll turn black and blue and die belly up like a dead fish. Because you can't drink one drop of cyanide, what to speak of a whole ocean of poison. Kalakuta Vish that he consumed. A mere few drops fell from Shiva's lips and produced cobras and scorpions and mosquitoes. What to imagine, you know, what he swallowed. What fell out of his mouth produced those horrible, poisonous, dangerous, death-giving creatures like cobras. One bite, you're dead. And he digested it all, and all he got was fame. Fame for serving the demigods, serving Krishna, Nilakanta. Nilakanta Mahaprabhu Mahadev Ki. Jai. That's blue throat. Of course, Krishna has a blue throat also. Nilakanta Shamsundar. But he's all blue everywhere. His throat, the throat of Krishna, is blue like the throat of a peacock. Beautiful, attractive. Some devotees, they simply see the color of the peacock's throat and they faint in ecstatic bliss, and they swoon in remembrance of the Lord's beautiful iridescent blue color like the throat of a peacock. That's what happened to Mukunda Das, the doctor, when he was sitting on a dais with the Muslim Qazi, and the Qazi's servants came to fan him with the royal peacock fan. And Mukunda Das, the physician or the attending Hindu doctor for the Muslim Qazi, as soon as he saw the waving of the peacock fan and that iridescent blue color and green and the eye and the peacock, he remembered Krishna's mukut, money, his more mukut, his turban with his beautiful peacock feather stuck in his top knot sometimes, if there's no turban. And he fainted. fell off the dais and transcendental ecstasy of Krishna Smaran, Krishna Bhav. So Srivas is saying that one has to be careful how he behaves because people may not understand what you're doing and make an offense. You may be fine what you're doing, but people don't understand, so then they will misconstrue or misread your actions and then make offenses, which won't affect you. It will not affect you, but it will affect them. In this case, he said they could suffer janme janme duke taro haibe maran. They could suffer birth after birth by offending great personality. What to speak of Lord Chaitanya. So for the benefit of others, because Lord Chaitanya's whole mission externally is for the benefit of others. Sankirtan. Brahmijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Of course, his internal moods and purposes, antarkaran, are within for himself, ecstasies of Krishna experiencing Radharani. But now he's externally acting and he's about to go in a tavern and drawn by the aroma of the wine, it won't look very good if a Brahmin goes in a wine shop 500 years ago. Nowadays they probably own wine shops and sell wine. Kali Yuga is something different. Brahmins become Baniyas, and Baniyas become Sudras, and Sudras become Kshatriyas, and everything's upside down. So this, now Srivas is taking charge here. He's, okay, you're in your Leela, you're in your internal Bhav, Bhaya Pasari, you left your external consciousness, you're in Baladeva Bhav, but I'm not. I'm Srivas Thakur, I'm in Narada Muni Bhav, I'm in Mahajan Bhav, Acharya Bhav, I'm in my Acharya Sarup, and I have to check you, because I'm also in Vatsalya Bhav towards you, because I'm older than you. So my mood towards you is, of course, I'm your friend, I'm your Brahmin friend, but I'm also older than you, so I have Vatsalya. I'm in a mood of Vatsalya in this Leela, Angora Leela. So I have to protect you. Parents protect their children when they act crazy or about to. So they forbid them and protect them. So Srivas is acting like a father. Although he's saying that you're the Jagat Pita. He says, Tumi Jagatera Pita. Vishwambar, you're the father of the universe, but you're acting kind of crazy. And the father acts crazy, all the kids are like crazy. Why are you smoking? My father smokes. Why do you drink? My father drinks. So if he's going in a tavern, then what's going to happen? All the jug eyes and mud eyes will be in ecstatic bliss. So he says that Srivas goes on with his preaching, and he's in Narada Muni Bhav, Mahajan Bhav. He's trying to bring Lord Chaitanya out of his internal absorption. Nitya dharma maya tumi prabhu sanatan e lila tomar buji beka konjan. Vishwambara, you are nitya dharma maya. You are the personification of eternal personification religion. Dharma maya, you are made of religion. Tumi dharma maya, you are the made of concentrated dharma forever, eternal dharmic principles. And you are the primeval lord, Sanatan. Who can understand your pastimes? Lila Tamara, Bhuji Beka Konjan. Who can understand? Jari Tumi Utagya Madhya Paragare Pravishta Haimu Muni Gangara Bitare. Vishwambar, if you go in this liquor shop, Madhiragar, I will give up my life by entering the Ganga. Ganga Bitare, same as Hindi. Ganga Bitari. I'll enter the Ganga Bitar. So this is what lovers often do with their lovers. If they want to elicit a particular behavior or desire, they threaten the lover. If you don't do this, I'll jump off the building. If you don't do this, I'll commit suicide. I'll slice my wrist. And even they might take a razor blade and put a little cut. See, look. Oh, stop. So he's a lover, he's a beloved devotee, bhakta. He's a bhakta. The pancha tattva kam krishnam bhakta rupa sarupa kam bhakta kya namami bhakta kya namami bhakta shakti kam bhaktavaram bhakta kya namami bhakta shakti kam. So the pancha tattva represent different aspects, the bhaktavatar, bhakti shakti, and he's the bhakta, Narada, bhakta Narada, bhakta Srivas. He says that, so now the You're the Pita and I'm your son. So the son says to the father, Father, if you do this, I'll drown myself in the Ganga. Okay. I won't go on. All right, don't go that far. You see the dynamics, the exchange of ras. First he tried to appeal to Lord Chaitanya and the principles of logic, Naya, and Shastra. Shastra, Pramana, Naya. It doesn't look good. Listen to logic. You're the father of children who follow your bad example. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Whatever a great man does, a common man follows in his footsteps. Whatever standards he sets by example or reacts, all the world pursues. So you're the Jagatera Pita, Tumi Jagatera Pita. And if you go into Licorice Shop and say, well, he's a Mishra, he's a Brahmin, high class Brahmin, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata, then, and he's the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti, the famous Jyotishi of Navadvip, then must be okay for us. So all the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and everybody will be dancing in the taverns. Gaur ki jai, give me some more whiskey. Yeah, jai Gauranga. So it's not a good idea. So he's using Shastra and saying, listen, you're the Dharma Pati, you're the Jagatera Pati. And finally, and then he says, anyway, your pastimes is all your Leela, but who can understand? I can't. And if I can, who else can? I'm Narada Muni. I've written the Pancharatras and so many scriptures and so many stutis and stotrams glorifying you in your various forms. And I can't understand. What about the common person in Navadvip or the future readers of your biography? And then seeing that Lord Chaitanya is not responding too much, he says, listen, now he's resorting to heart to heart. Okay, forget about all the Shastra, forget the Naya, forget the logic. I'm going to kill myself if you do it. Let's get down to the heart to heart matter here. Now that's because that's the ultimate weapon. Bhaktera Sankalpa Prabhu Nakare Langan Hase Prabhu Shiva Sera Shunye Vachan. The Lord never lets down his devotees. Bhakta Sankalpa Prabhu. If a bhakta takes a sankalp, then the Lord will never break his sankalp. His affirmation, his resolution. So hearing Shivas's words, Vishnubhar smiled. It was just like a father and a son interacting. Oh, father, if you go in that liquor shop, I'll jump in the Ganga and give up my life right in front of you. Okay, don't be so extreme. All right, I won't go in. I was just joking. So he's smiling. This is Leela, drama. He says, what is it? Hasya. It says, Hase Prabhu Shiva Sera Shunyevachan. Hearing his words is vach. He's smiling. Oh, this is a very funny proposal. Prabhu Bali, Tomara Nahika Jati Icha, Na Uti Votara Vakye, Na Kariba Micha. I will not enter that liquor store if that is your desire, Shivas. I will not go against your words. Madhyapane Matasabe Takore Dekia Hari 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 Bole Sabha Dakia. Dakia. Dakia, this is the name for drunks. Dakia. It's almost like drunk Dakia. When the intoxicated drunkards saw the Lord, they called out, Hari Hari. Well, you're all drunkards. You're drunk on Krishna Prem Madira, the wine of Krishna's love. Madira. Madira means wine. We say Madhyapan Leela. Krishna Prema Madira. Drunk on the eros of Krishna's love. Drunk on the wine of Krishna eros. Keha bale bala bala nimani nimai pandit bala bhav lage bala gaya nata gita. One of the drunks said, "This nimai pandit, bala, he's good, he's very good, he's well behaved, and he sings and dances nicely. Bala bhav, his bhav is very good, gaya nata gita, his singing, his dancing is very nice." Why are they saying that? Because that's when he was in this mood of a drunk, he was staggering down the road, he was totally being drunk, and he said, what did it say before? He says in Balaram Bab, Kari Hunkar, he was roaring down, Leagoin! So that means everybody heard him on the street, because he's in front of a liquor shop. So who's hanging around liquor shops? Drunks. A bunch of drunks, so they were all hanging around, and they were also watching this Leela, not only Srivas, and they were appreciating, hey, this is great. Birds of a feather flock together. Nimai Pandit's become a drunk like us. This is great. Hari Hari. He's great. He's a great guy. He's a drunk like us. He's well behaved. This is good behavior. He's going in a liquor store. He's about to go in. This is good behavior. Balabhav lagi. When Nimai Pandit displayed the mood of an intoxicated person, as he walked down the main street without entering the liquor shop, the drunks began to glorify him and praise his expertise in musical arts like dancing, singing, and harmonizing. Hari Bali Hate Tali Diya Kehanache Ulase Madhyapagan Jayatana Pache. As the Lord was walking down the street, the drunkards started filing in behind him and clapping their hands, tali, like you say, kara tali, tali means keeping a beat with their hands. Hari bali. So they were clapping their hands and walking around Lord Chaitanya and say, Hari, Hari! And they were dancing. Clapping their hands and dancing while chanting the name of Hari. Some of the drunkards joyfully folded their hands, danced, and chanted the names of Hari as they followed Gaura Sundar down the street gleefully. I added that. Having received the association of the Lord and his devotees, the drunkards became also intoxicated in the mellows of devotional service to Hari. That's what I was saying. Radhe Radhe. They became intoxicated that they were, previously they were drinking madhyapan, they were just drinking wine. Now they're drinking Krishna Prema Madhira. Krishna Prema Madhira means they became drunk on the eros, the wine of Krishna eros. The wine of Krishna's love. So here we are in Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya was forbidden by Srivas from entering the liquor shop. He smelled the fragrance of the wine emanating from the liquor shop. He entered Baladev Bhav. He became ecstatic, started roaring and staggering. And Srivas stopped him and said, what will the world think if you act like a drunk or if you go in this liquor shop? And the drunkards who were hanging around on the streets outside the shop, they were glorifying him. I say, he's great. Balo, balo. He's a good person. He look at the way he's dancing. He's like drunk like us. So they were in great joy. And it worked. And by his association, by seeing Gauranga, the beauty of Gauranga and his prem, because now he's in prem, they're in their own insanity of intoxication. Madira, mada. Madira, madira means wine because it makes you mada. Mada means intoxication, it means crazy. But the effect of the beauty of Lord Chaitanya and his emanation of his own bhavas absorbed in his internal mood of Balaram, they became elevated to the experiencing Krishna Prema Madhira. Although what was running through the veins of their material body was nothing but gross whiskey and wine, agitating and jazzing their minds, but agitating their bodies and jazzing their minds. But the Madeira of Krishna Prema was now making them chat. They were chatting and dancing in Sankirtan with Lord Chaitanya. And it's such a wonderful pastime because all of us from the West have had this experience. All these drunks, they join the Kirtan. Isn't it? It's a Nitya Leela that's going on. I guess we can measure the degree of our Shuddha Nam. We can understand when we go in the West and perform Harinam Sankirtan in New York or Boston or Mexico City or Mexico, wherever we go. L.A. or Smell-A or whatever. When we can judge whether or not our Harinam Sankirtan is actually touching the heart of the Lord, which it will do if it's Shuddha Nam, by this barometer of Gaura Leela, if we go on Harinam Sankirtan and no drunks join our party, and no drunks from the street and the bums and derelicts lying around the city streets where we go usually here and there, and they don't join us and start saying, hey, Hari, 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 hey, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hare Krishna, Haribo, Hare Krishna. What is ball, ball? What is ball? What is Haribo? Hollywood ball? What is Rose ball? Haribo, Hare Krishna. Haribo, oh, you guys look so stupid. Oh, hair in their head. What, little ponytails sticking out? Look like a helicopter or something. What is that thing? So if we go down and have Harinam on the streets of Ukraine or Kiev or whoever, and no drunks join us, then we can understand that Lord Chaitanya has not appeared there. Because it's told, wherever Shudanam is chanted, then Gaur Nitya come and dance there. This is one of the places where they manifest. Anywhere where Harinam Sankirtan is performed, and there's Shudanam, then they come. And if they come, then they'll be attracting all these drunkards. These drunkards will want to join with them. So this same pastime, here it is, it's Nam Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. And they're chanting and dancing with Lord Chaitanya. They're totally drunk, externally and internally. Their bodies are drunk on whiskey and their hearts are drunk on prema. Hari Bolo, Hari Bolo, Jaya Narayan, Balayanande Nache, Madhya Paragon. The drunkards joyfully danced and sang, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jaya Narayan. As usual, they made up their own mantra. Hari Bol, Jai Narayan, Jai Durga, Hari Bol, Hari Krishna. Mahari Dwani Kari, Madhya Paragon, E Mata Haya Vishnu, Vaishnava Darshan. The drunkards made a great commotion while chanting the name of Hari. Such is the result of seeing Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. Everyone becomes wild. Mahari Dwani. Mahari Dwani, Vaishnav Darshan, E Matahai, Vishnu Vaishnav Darshan, Vishnu Vaishnav Darshan, Mata. You go crazy when you see. That's a fact, when people see us, they go crazy. Isn't it? What is this? Sorry, let me out of here. They cross the street, they walk, they run over to the other side of the street, they go like this. Isn't it? You never seen that. So have you seen somebody? They go like this. They're coming down the street. Oh, and they run across the street. Almost get run over by cars just to get away from us. So this is what happens when karmis see Vishnu Vaishnav Darshan. They become like scared bulls. They run across. I see that they're coming down. They see the Harinam fire. They run across the city streets and almost get run over by some wild taxi drivers. Just to escape. Have you ever seen? They just lose their sensibilities. If they're not too happy, they just go like this, and they go, stop. This is a sight I haven't seen in 25 years. Amadhya paracheshta deki vishambara hase anande shivasa kande deki parakashe. While seeing the activities of the drunkards, Vishwambar laughed and Shivas cried in ecstasy. Kande. Ananda Kande. Kande. Cried in ecstasy. Bliss. So we, all of us from the West, we also had the same experience. Madhyapeyo sukapai chaitanye dekhiya ekale nindaye papi sanyasi dekhiya. Even drunkards felt happy to see Chaitanya, whereas sinful sannyasis who saw him simply engaged in blasphemy. That's a funny thing, actually. It seems always that way. The low class, the downtrodden, the derelicts, the bums, the simple people, they generally, everywhere, they have some appreciation for the Hare Krishnas. They kind of like us. I don't know why. But then the high, so-called high-class people, sannyasi means intellectual, means a cultured, intellectual person. Of course, it's a specific ashram. But they generally are quite critical and quite offensive devotees, these higher class, so-called intellectuals or the elite and cultured of society. They're quite outspoken against the devotees. Chaitanya Chandera Jashe Jaramane Dukha Kaun Janme Ashrame Nahika Tarasuka. One who feels unhappy, dukkha, on hearing the glories of Chaitanya does not attain happiness in any birth or in any ashram. Jai Dekila Chaitanya Chandrera Avatar Hoka Madhyapatabu Tare Namaskar. I, Vrindavanas Thakur, offer my obeisances to anyone, even a drunkard who saw the incarnation of Chaitanya Chandra. Chaitanya Chandra Avatar Deki Namaskar. So here is Vrindavanas Thakur, a great Brahmin, the incarnation of Srila Veda Vyas and Gaura Lila, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Srimad Bhagavatam. He's offering his pranams, namaskar, to drunks, because they're maybe drunk, but how much piety they had, how much sukriti they had to be born at the same time in the same place as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was only 525 years ago, but we missed it. So Vrindavanadas Thakur is saying, because I'm not sure whether Vrindavanadas Thakur actually saw Lord Chaitanya. His mother, the mother of Vrindavanadas, is Narayani, and she of course ate the remnants of Lord Chaitanya, and then she gave birth to Vrindavanadas. But I don't believe he ever saw Lord Chaitanya, or maybe he was a baby or something. So he's thinking, how fortunate these drunkards are. They not only saw the Lord, but they interacted with the Lord. They had drama, lila with the Lord. And then they pleased the Lord by their behavior. They were chanting and dancing. Lord was dancing. Lord, who does the Lord dance with? He dances with the gopis. Not even Lakshmi Devi can get to dance with the Lord. Narayan's consort, who is Swarup Shakti, she cannot dance with the Lord. Narayan doesn't have rasa dances in a palace rooftop under the moonlight. Get a little drunk on wine and go up there with Lakshmi Devi and buzz around on the rooftop. It just doesn't happen. This is Aishwarya Leela. There's no royal ballroom up there, and they don't go waltzing around like some kings of the medieval times. Dancing is considered some sugar activity in terms of Vaikuntha culture. The hoedown, the waltz, the prance, even the kings have their dances in medieval times. But there's no such thing, the royal dance hall. Forget it. It doesn't exist in Vaikuntha. But Krishna, a little bit further up down the street there in Goloka Vrindavan, the inner circle, let's say the in crowd, the uptown, the downtown, or whatever you want to call it, where the center of the lotus is, where it's really happening. It's a party 24 hours a day. They're drinking wine and playing, dice and everything. There's a whole other game over there. It's called Leela, Madhurya Leela, Prem Leela, Praj Leela. So even Lakshmi cannot get the dance of the Lord. And these Navadvip drunks, you can go there and see them today. You can see their relatives today. Still lying around the street saying, Ari, Ari. Sitting outside the government wine shop. Bengal government wine shop, official. So Vrindavanadas Thakur is offering his pranams, these lucky people. They had the opportunity to sing the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord. Because what did they do? They danced with the Lord, they saw the Lord, they received praying from the Lord. They became intoxicated in the mellows of bhakti. They're chanting Hari Bol. And the Lord became pleased. What does it say? He said he was while seeing the activities of the drunkards, he laughed. If you make somebody laugh, that means you made them happy. Laughing is a sign of happiness. And Srivas, who's Narada Muni, he was crying in ecstasy. He was crying in bliss. So if you can do that, if you can make Narada Muni cry in bliss, and make the Lord laugh and smile and be happy, your life is perfect. You perfected your life by pleasing Guru and Krishna. Isn't that the perfection of life? Isn't that the whole endeavor of a shishya, is to please Guru and Krishna? If Krishna is pleased, Bhagavan Kushi, then if he's pleased, then everyone's pleased. And Guru is pleased. So they pleased Guru. Guru Tattva is pleased by their dancing and drunkenness and all this. These drunks, they please Guru, Mahajan Narad. And they pleased Bhagavan, Radha and Krishna Yugal, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They didn't just say, oh, Lord was pleased by their behavior. So he was smiling, he was laughing. It's one thing, did you like what I did? Oh, it's nice. You know, you're laughing, it's like some elation, some additional pleasure to come to the point of laughing. And come to the point where you're laughing so hard you start crying, that's heavy laughing. When you're laughing so much that water is flying from your eyes and you're crying, Anande Srivas Kande Deki Parakash. Seeing this whole Leela, the drunks in Vishambar, Srivas Thakur is crying in ecstasy. So Vrindavanadas Thakur is seeing all that in his samadhi and he's recording it here and saying, Namaste, Namaskar. And they start the whole thing. And as soon as they saw Lord Chaitanya, when the drunkards call out, they said, Hari, Hari! That's the favorite word of Radharani. What is a favorite word? What is a favorite name of God for Radharani? Hari, Hari. Hari and Krishna. Hari, come steal my heart. Krishna, attract me into the kunja. And Anand, fill me with bliss by the nectar of your lips. So, Hari, 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 Krishna, 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 hey. So they hit right to the spot. They could have chanted Govinda, Gopal. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. But they said, Hari Hari! The prime name, straight to the heart like an arrow. A laser beam to the heart of Gauranga, to the heart of Radharani. Of all the names they chose, somehow the super soul told them to say this name. The Lord Chaitanya, oh, this name? How do they know? This is my favorite name, Radharani's favorite name. Hari Hari. And then they're saying, Balo Balo, they're glorifying me. He said, he's a good person. Bala ni my pandit. Bala Bhav. This Bhav is very good. What is this Bhav? His Bhav is Varuni Bhav. Varuni beverage Bhav. Baladev Bhav. He's drunk. This is his Bhav, his mood, his feeling of a drunk. And he says, this is very good. They're glorified. They're not. Srivas was criticizing. What is this? This Bhav is not good. You should conceal this Bhav. Don't go in the tavern. People will criticize your Jagatarapita. And the drunkard said, No, it's not like this is very good. Bala Bhav. This is very good, Bhav. And look at the way Gaya Nata Gita. His dancing is Balo, his Gita is Balo, his singing is Balo. So talk about Uttama Shloka. It says that Krishna in Gorli and Krishna Leela, that Krishna likes the rebukes and chastisements of the Brajagopis more than the greatest stutis and stotras of the Samaveda and Rigveda. When I call him, you dirt, you lumpat, you kapat. These are heavy words. Dor means you rascal, you lumpat, you playboy, you. Then you say kapat, you cheater. These are all heavy words. I use it. Dort, lumpat, kapat. And Krishna's, oh, amrit, ah, vachamrit. Shravanam vachamrit. This is nectar for my ears. But then when the rishis and sages come down every afternoon and Aparan Leela, when Krishna's returning, Uttara goes to Leela, coming back with the cows, and they start saying, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Suryo Jivi Chakshatam Tavi Praso Jirgivam Sasamindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. And Krishna says, what is this stuff? I don't know. This Rig Veda, Samaveda. No, alas. So the drunks, this is beautiful Uttama Shloka that are saying here in this verse. Because of all those things, then the response of Vrindavanadas Thakur is one big namaskar. All glories to them. Madhya pere shubha dristi kari vishambar nija veshe brahme prabhu nagara nagar nagara. After glancing mercifully on the drunkards, Vishambar continued to wander about the city in his own ecstatic mood. Shubha drishti kari vishambar. Shubha drishti kari vishambar. Nija veshe brahme. Nija vesh, in his own, absorbed in his own bhava, his own ecstatic moves, brahme wandered nagare nagara. About the city, the nagara. Navarit nagara. Nadia. So he glanced, he was happy. He glanced mercifully, auspiciously upon all those drunkards. Says in the Nectar of Devotion, one can attain bhav or prem by lochan dan, simply by the glance of the pure devotee or the Lord. One is hardadan, heartfelt wishes. One is lochan dan, the donation or the charity of a glance, a favorable accepting and blessing glance from the pure devotee or the Lord can give one bhava to nectar devotion. So what were these drunks receiving from this Shubha Dristi of Vishambara? One can only imagine what type of Vraja Prem they received. Because that's what he came to distribute. Lord Chaitanya came to distribute Vraja Prem, so he especially gave it to the Patita. He's Patita Pavanavatar. Patita Pavanavatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Yes. So here he is, giving it to the most fallen. So we have some good hope, good scope here, and good hope for us. Because we're coming in as drunken Sampradaya. We're lying around the streets of the material world in intoxicated states of consciousness, thinking we're the body, fully identifying with the body, intoxicated with material energy. So Mahaprabhu has come, Gauranitai have come, in the form of the Sankirtan movement, Kali Kali yet. Kali Kali Rupa Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar Sarvat. Krishnanam Sarva Jagat Nistar, Sarva Jagat Nistar. The whole world can get Nistar, liberated by this avatar, the holy name in the age of Kali. Kali Kali Nam Krishnanam Avatar. That's a nice, another nice point here that is brought out in 51. Jade Kila Chaitanya Chandar Avatar, Hauka Madhyapa Tabe Tari Namaskar. The Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is so pure in his heart that he can appreciate everyone and see everything in relationship to the center. Everything connected to and glorified and beautified by its connection with the center point, which is the Absolute Truth, Krishna. So these are not just mere drunks in Navadvip, staggering about and rolling on the ground. But he's appreciating them and he's offering his obeisances to them. We're told in Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami we should interact with different devotees in different ways according to their adhikara, qualification of devotion and faith in Krishna. There's the Kanishtha and Madhyama Bhakta and then the Uttam Bhakta. So these are drunks. So what are they? They're Kanishtha adhikaris or... The Uttamadikaris, it looks like they're Premi Bhaktas by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's offering namaskar, he's offering his obeisances to them. Not only mentally offering his obeisances, but physically and even going to so much trouble to write about them and put it in writing. So writing is physical. The Kanishtadikara says that if one sees a Kanishtadikara, someone is chanting Hare Krishna, then in your mind you should offer obeisances. It's called mental appreciation, mental respect. Well, if someone has taken initiation, then you can offer on the ground or whatever, physically. So writing down and glorifying them, and writing is also physical. His mind is bowing down, his hand is bowing down, his body is bowing down. The point we can draw from this is that we should try to see and appreciate the good in everyone, even drunkards. And as I mentioned, who's not a drunkard in this material world? We're all drunk. If we weren't drunk, we wouldn't be here. This is certified. It's certified that we're all drunks because we're in the material world. That's the proof. If we weren't drunk, we'd be out in the material world, dancing with Lord Chaitanya. Well, tomorrow we'll continue more of the pastimes by the mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Gauranga Mahaprabhu discussed Chaitanya Bhagavata.